Hi, thank you for tuning in to Read Between the Lines. My name's Brooke, your host, and this is going to be your spoiler warning, so we're going to go ahead and jump into the episode. Howdy, my name is Brooke. I'm going to be talking about the book Wildfire by Hannah Grace, and I'm going to be doing that with my friend Chaney, so I'm going to give her a few seconds to introduce herself.
Howdy, my name is Chaney McCollum, and I'm a junior at Texas A&M University, double majoring in agriculture, communications, and journalism, as well as agriculture, leadership, and development. Thank you so much for having me on today, Brooke. I really appreciate this, and I'm excited to get into it.
Okay, thank you, and we're just going to go ahead and dive right into the plot of this book. So, Wildfire is a dual POV, so you kind of have both perspectives of both the main characters, and it's set in kind of a camp life, and I'll get into what that really means in a second. So it starts with two of the main characters, Russ and Aurora, and Aurora is going to be called Rory throughout the book, so I'm going to go ahead and make that clear. That's who I'm talking about when I say Rory. And they are at like this end of the semester party, and they don't really know each other, and they play this spicy game of like drunk Jenga.
Drunk Jenga.
Yes.
What is that? What does that mean?
They have the Jenga blocks and they kind of like write dares on it. And so you pull it, you do the dare or the, like on this one they had like something on the back that you could do or you take two shots.
Oh, so it's like dares written on the blocks? Mm-hmm. Like what, like are they like, it's drunk. So I'm assuming they're like dirty dares.
Yes. So the dare that starts all this kind of book off is Russ gets a lap dance from Rory.
Whoa.
And after that,
I'd have taken the shots.
She did, for the courage.
Oh.
And so after that, they end up having a wonderful one-night stand. Rory leaves after Russ is in the bathroom. He's actually hyping himself up to ask her out, but she thinks it's kind of her cue to leave. Mm-hmm. And so she leaves. Doesn't think they're going to see each other again. Obviously, one-night stand, you don't think you're going to see this person again.
Right. Did she, like, Irish goodbye him, or did she say bye, or, like,
Irish
how did
goodbye.
Oh, okay, I love that for her.
So both Russ and Rory have, like, daddy issues.
Okay.
Like, big
daddy
issues.
That's already pretty evident, yeah.
Yeah, so Russ's dad is a gambling addict, and his mom kind of enables it, and brother's traveling with his band is never around. Mm-hmm. And his dad basically made him feel like he's a complete mess up.
Okay.
Like, fully just can't get anything right in his life. Mm-hmm. And Rory's dad basically has another family, and she sees it through an Instagram account with the girlfriend, with her daughter, basically living their life. And her dad's a famous F1 owner. Don't exactly know how that works, but he only really cares about her when she's in the media. So she used to act out and get the media's attention, obviously, to get her dad's attention for at least a few seconds.
Right. So some really messy family dynamics here.
Oh, yeah. And so she is going to work at the summer camp as a camp counselor, where she used to go as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The uh-oh is Russ is also a camp counselor at this camp this summer.
Ooh.
And they get put in the same camp counselor group.
Okay.
At first, Russ is kind of distant from her because he doesn't want to make her feel uncomfortable because obviously it's a weird situation. She thinks that he basically wanted her to leave. It's a whole miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
So a few nights in of them being at the camp, and the first week is kind of like the counselors getting to know each other, doing training and team building. Rory is very drunk with all the other counselors. Russ isn't. Russ is kind of off to the side. And she basically confronts him drunkenly about, is it my fault? Like, why are you avoiding me? And just all kind of drunkenly doing that.
Right.
And so
that's the best time to confront someone when you're drunk. Oh, it's so good.
Almost definitely, because
incredible problem-solving skills.
Full honesty.
Yes. You have, like, the best state of critical thinking. It's so good.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
But basically, she gets the feeling that she's kind of, like, out of, she doesn't really get why she is being fully, like, avoided. Because
right.
She thinks she did what he wanted. But they kind of deal with this. They get through it. He's like, no, I'm sorry for avoiding you. I really didn't mean to make you feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so after all of this, Rory and Russ are kind of being friends. But obviously friends who flirt. Because, consciously right now, they both really like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for a while. And Russ is kind of shy and doesn't really share much. But through, like, this friendship, he starts sharing more to Rory. So, like, talks to her about how his dad makes him feel. Doesn't say that he's a gambling addict, though.
Right.
And that's something that he's just not ready to bring up. But during all of this, like, friendship time, his dad ends up in the hospital. And he doesn't really tell anyone. But he leaves and goes and sees him and kind of confronts him. And it's like, tells him off. Mm-hmm. Like, you make me feel horrible and all this kind of stuff. And he comes back and she's just kind of, Roy's kind of like, you just kind of left and we were all worried about you and all that kind of stuff. And this is all, they're still just friends. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this camp is like 2 months. It's like the whole summer.
Okay.
So that's kind of the time frame that all this is happening. So after being friends for a while, obviously they both like each other. Mm-hmm. And they're finally like actually realizing it and about to actually make commitment. And there's a storm coming through. And Roy doesn't like storms. It freaks her out. And she's in her cabin by herself because her friend who's with her doing at this camp as a camp counselor is in the cabin with the kids. Mm-hmm. And so she works up the nerve to go to Russ's cabin. But he's not there. And that's because he went to her cabin. And so it's this, I just, in my head, visualize the iconic running in the rain kiss. It's like the iconic kiss.
Right.
And then they end up sleeping together. Fraternizing is against the camp rules, I should say.
Of course it would be. I mean, it's a children's camp.
Yes. So they get together and now are kind of just sneaking around for alone time. And they both go into the small town where they go to this bookstore, and as they are being all cute and cuddly and all relationshipy, the bookstore owner asks if he can do anything for him. Mm-hmm. And Rory just impulsively goes, well, yeah, do you have anything on business? Because me and my husband, and they're all joking, are trying to open a strip club. And just kind of shocks the book owner, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh my goodness, and this is like small town.
Oh yeah.
Not the place to talk about opening a strip club.
Oh yeah, not at all.
Ooh.
And so then she kind of goes into the aspect of she does kind of want to own a bookstore. Like, she's actually being honest, like, and open about this. And is wanting to open a bookstore, because I believe she's an English major. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't really know exactly what she wants to do with that, but she wants to open a bookstore. And so a lot happens in between this to where the end, but I don't want to give too much away because that's where all the big juicy plot points happen, and I don't want to give too much away. Mm-hmm. But it does, obviously they end up together.
Right, of course.
Yes. And so they have a great resolve at the end. There's a big plot point with their dads and all that kind of stuff. But they really create a really good ending, and then they also have an epilogue. And the epilogue, absolutely amazing. You get, like, their life 9 years later.
Oh, wow. How cool.
You get to see how all the family drama ended up and how their lives turned out. And they're married now, and they have a bunch of animals because Rory can't not bring home a stray animal, and right. Russ can't say no. And so it's kind of a really good ending to the book. So after hearing all of this, would you want to read this book or have any curiosities about it?
So I am not the biggest fan of romance. Just kind of like you said, I think you made the statement, obviously they end up together.
Oh yeah.
And I don't love predictable books. I really don't.
You like twists and turns.
I do. I like mysteries. I like thrillers. I love me a psychological thriller. Oh my goodness. And I'm also a big fan of sci-fi. But romance is like not in my top genres for reading. And so if I was gifted this book, or if someone bought it for me, I would certainly read it because I'm morally against having a book on my shelf that has not been read or that I don't have intentions to read. I think it's wrong because someone somewhere would read it, right?
Yeah.
But if I, like, I would never seek it out at the store for myself.
Okay, so I just have to give you the book and then you'll read it.
Pretty much. please don't, because I really don't want to read it. I'm hoping to read the Harry Potter series this summer. And so
that's one that I also have not read yet.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm so excited. The movies are incredible. That epilogue at the end of Harry Potter is like probably the best. Yeah. So I'm very excited to get into those. I've heard the books are way better than the movies, as they always are. And I'm very excited to not get into romance this summer. So that's where I'm at on this.
I'm hopelessly living through the books. So. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you so much for your commentary. It makes this podcast a lot more fun.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Brooke. I really enjoyed hearing about, you know, some of the books you like to read. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so after talking with Chaney, I just want to go ahead and give you my quick review of Wildfire. I did give this 5 stars, and I just thought it was a really good read, and I just want to thank you guys for listening, and hope you listen to more episodes.